Can you feel it? Now it's coming back. We can steal it. If we bridge this gap, I can see you through the curtains of the waterfall. When I lost it, yeah, you held my hand, but I tossed it. Didn't understand you were waiting as I dove into the waterfall. So say that you're on a boat.
Masih di VOA Executive Lounge bersama Dania juga Ari, langsung dari VOA di Washington DC. Sutradara film Minions Pierre Kofong, seperti yang kita ketahui, adalah anak dari penulis N. Hadini. Apakah dia bisa berbahasa Indonesia? Dan benar enggak ada beberapa kata dalam bahasa Indonesia di film ini? Terus yang menjadi pertanyaan, benar enggak kalau Minions ini mengandung ajaran sesat? Nah, simak jawabannya lewat obrolan Pierre Kofong bersama Dania Iman berikut ini.
Since the success of Despicable Me and Despicable Me 2, and you mentioned about Indonesian language, now our audiences in Indonesia already know that you have Indonesian descent. Your mother, N. Hadini, is one of the greatest writers of all time in Indonesia. And once again, like you said, you include some Indonesian words and sentences said by the Minions. Maybe you can share with us, you know, all of us who haven't seen the movie, what are the words, what are the sentences that you throw that are in Indonesian language?
The big one that you actually can hear is when we have three Minions. It's a story of, like, it's a prequel where we sort of tell the story of where the minions are coming from, but then at some point we follow a group of minions whose names are Kevin Stewart and Bob, which have like really strong individual characters, and you know, stuff happens. Their quest is actually to find the biggest villain to serve. They eventually find her in the person of Scarlet Overkill, but she's so evil that she's actually going to turn on them. And at some point they defeat her, and at the very end the Queen of England, because of most of the movie is happening in England, actually thanks them for saving her country and offers each minion like a gift to thank them. And one of the biggest words in there is obviously one of the minions is saying "Prima Kasi," just to say thank you to the Queen for giving them their present. There are a couple of other words in there, but they're so hidden that I'm not sure like anyone would be able to pick them up. But I am saying at some point like a "Selamat pagi" somewhere, and a "Nasi goreng" also somewhere.
Okay, and that's your favorite food?
Yeah, I didn't choose the word. Yeah, it is my favorite food, but it's not necessarily, you know, the meaning isn't relevant here. It's more the funniness of the word and the fact of, like, for individual countries to recognize that oh, the minions have actually said, like, a word from my home country.
So earlier, you know, we mentioned how cute and popular minions are, but now, on the other hand, this is really interesting. Some people think that minions are Illuminati. You know, they are possessed. What are your comments on that?
Oh my God, yeah, I've seen those comments. I didn't even know the meaning of that word before I read it, so I looked it up and I said, what? who would think that? We just imagine these old creatures as being, nice and funny and irrelevant and full of human qualities, actually. We didn't have any hidden meanings or ideas, important ideas for them to carry for humankind. But it's so weird. Yeah, I read a lot of stuff about that, and I was like, you know, kids' movie, it's not something that we're using to convey some weird ideas.
Okay. Now we have an explanation from you. So, do you speak Indonesian with your mom?
No. I don't speak Indonesian at all.
Okay, but can you understand when people speak Indonesian?
No, not at all. I've never lived. I've lived maybe 3 years when I was a kid. I was born in France. My father was a diplomat, so I went sort of all over the world. I think I was told that I lived in Indonesia for a couple of years, but I must have been like 2 or 3 years old. And then eventually I came back over to France, and then to the States, and then back to France. And so I've never lived properly in Indonesia. I've been there quite often, but I've never lived there for, like, you know, if we're talking years and stuff.
Okay. Have you visited the country recently? Because the last time you spoke with VOA, you mentioned about bringing your family there.
Oh, yeah. I haven't had the time. I want to go there so badly. I've been invited there to make speeches and conferences, but the trouble is that with this weird job is that I never seem to be able to negotiate the fact of just going on vacation. So I am going on vacation in August, but it's a bad month to go to Indonesia, so is that might delay my trip to next year, possibly, with my whole family. But I'm just also waiting for my kids to be slightly bigger so that we can do this whole country tour, as opposed to just going to, you know, to Bali and just staying there. I want to do the full thing. I used to live with my mom every time I went there.
Okay. Your mom visited you, I think, a couple of years back, right? Will she come to any of the premiere this year?
Not this year, no. Again, I was supposed to see this year, but the problem is I've been going all over the place, and I never know when I'm going to leave and when those things really are. It's been like super tricky, and she has a hard time also like walking around, so it was like very, very complicated, like organizing stuff, at least for this year. But she'll come next year for sure.
That's great. So last night I was watching some videos on YouTube, and I came across this minions videos singing Ramadan greetings. Yeah, this is so funny. A lot of us are fasting during the Ramadan season. Maybe we can have some greetings from you.
Hi, I'm Pierre Coffin, one of the directors of the Minion movie. And I want to wish you all like a happy Ramadan.
Can you say something in Minion language?
Ooh, okay. Hello, mi llamo Pierre Coffin. Pizza ricotta, alla tuta. Bye-bye. Hello.
That is so cute.
You're making me do things. I'm ridiculous. You better speed up my voice.
All right, so Minions will be released on July 10 in the United States. Pierre, it's always a pleasure talking to you. Thank you so much, and we wish you all the best.
Yes, thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Dari Washington DC, inilah VOA Executive Lounge.